It's the 3rd of January 2021, and today we are remembering and celebrating the visit of the Magi, the wise men from the East, to the Christ child, our Epiphany celebrations. Hope you enjoyed your Christmas celebrations, limited as they probably were by COVID restrictions, and I wish you a happy new year. As this new year gets underway, we might well feel that we're short of happiness right now, but we can certainly experience in acknowledging the joy of having Jesus in our lives, no matter what happens. So perhaps 2021 will be a joy-filled year for each one of you. All that you will need for our service, you will find online and on our service sheets here. So we have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may give ourselves to God's service. So Matthew in his gospel, as we shall hear this morning, that when the wise men saw the star, they were overjoyed. So let's celebrate that joy in our first hymn, As With Gladness, Men of Old. Lovely hymn, God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us. May your ways be known on earth, your saving power among the nations. You, Lord, have made known your salvation and reveal your justice in the sight of nations. In our first hymn, we have sung together, Holy Jesus, every day, keep us in the narrow way. And at this point in our worship this morning, we come to confess our sins to Almighty God. So as we come near to the Lord at the start of this new year, some words from the first letter of John. It's about walking in the light. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him yet walk in the darkness, we lie and we do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. So let's take a short time to reflect on the ways that we have walked in darkness. On our service sheets, we have a prayer of confession of our sin, which we say together. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In his first letter, John continues, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Thank you, Lord, for paying the price for my sins and setting me on the path of righteousness afresh this morning. So let me exhort us. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Bow down before him, his glory proclaim. With gold of obedience and incense of lowliness, kneel and adore him. The Lord is his name. Amen. And now Leslie's going to read our Bible readings, the first from Isaiah and the second from Matthew.
So our first Bible reading taken from Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and a thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightest of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. And if you're able to turn over, our second Bible reading now will follow, and that's from Matthew chapter 2, and it's verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's bow our heads to pray as we come to study God's word together. Father God, we thank you for your word. And at the outset of this new year, we pray for our church and for ourselves that your word would guide everything that we do, and that what we do will bring glory to the precious name of Jesus. We ask in his name. Amen. For many, packing away the Christmas tree and the lights for another year formally ends the celebrations, but it's not over yet. The story of God coming to dwell with us in his Son Jesus Christ continues with the Feast of Epiphany. Epiphany means manifestation, or if you prefer, revelation. Christmas and Epiphany are liturgically one continuous song. The Eastern Orthodox Church from the 4th century has Epiphany as the day of celebration. In our years of ministry in Mallorca, Epiphany is a huge event and celebration there. Los Tres Reyes, the three kings, arrive in Palma on a fishing boat, and then in the evening join the huge procession of brightly lit floats and bands and people showering the children lining the route with wrapped board sweets, keeping the dentists busy, I think, for the rest of the year. Sadly, I guess this is not going to happen this year in Mallorca. Today we celebrate Jesus' revelation to the Gentile world through the coming of the Magi, or the wise men, to the Christ child. Epiphany, the coming of Christ to the Gentiles, the non-Jews. And that encompasses us, a revelation to each one of us as well. For we are included if we are part of the continuing story of the Lord Jesus. But firstly, we need to separate the biblical account from the myth and the legend. Matthew's gospel is the only account we have of the coming of the wise men, but we seem to have acquired some additional material along the way. Three kings, Melchior, Caspar, and Balthasar, that's not part of the biblical account. Kings bearing gifts of gold and incense might well have been the conclusion drawn from Isaiah's words, "Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn." That's from our Old Testament passage for today, Isaiah chapter 60. And we'll come back to that a little in the future a little bit. So in Matthew's economy of words, we don't know who they were, we don't know how many there were, what they were, where they had journeyed from, apart from the East, but we know why they came. "We have come to worship the King of the Jews," they told Herod. When they saw the star stop over the place where the child was, Matthew simply recalls they bowed down and worshipped him, offering their precious gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh. The symbolism, widely accepted, is this: gold, fit for a king; incense, used by priests in temple worship; and myrrh to embalm the dead. One thing is for sure, in searching for a king in an obvious place, a palace, they sparked off the cruel and paranoid King Herod, setting out to kill all boy children 2 years old and under in an attempt to eliminate the perceived threat that this King Jesus brought. This chilling episode is very much part of the story. The wise men sought God in a palace and discovered him in a stable. Herod was disturbed, we're told, and such was his fear, the whole of Jerusalem too. Verse 3. The Jewish historian Josephus describes Herod as deluded, violent, and vicious. His strategy was to cut out the enemy before the enemy cuts out you, a dangerous and a flawed path. So make this contrast: the wise men kneeling humbly before a little child, the King of the Jews, and a foolish king of power resorting to brutally bring about peace, but by bloodshed and terror. The story continues, and I've called this part of the story the call for us, for you and I, to radiate God's glory. So if you've got your Bibles with you, you might like to open them at Isaiah chapter 60. We're just going to briefly have a look at some of these verses here. Firstly, verse 1, Isaiah says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord rises upon you. He rises in the darkness over the earth." And here there is a double emphasis of the Hebrew language. So this is very serious darkness indeed. This echoes the times God's people were disobedient, rebellious, and sinful. spiritual and moral darkness told in graphic detail in chapter 59. But these times were coming to an end. Then there's another double emphasis. Rises upon you, the Lord himself and the glory that encompasses him. I guess no doubt Isaiah had seen the sun rise upon Jerusalem many times, the light driving away the darkness, the city on the hill radiant in the sunlight and reflecting the sunlight, and this light attracting streams of thousands of pilgrims and perhaps Gentiles from many lands and nations, attracted by the light coming and bringing their offerings to the temple. And for us who believe, the story is not yet completed, but one day it will be, when the book of Revelation chapter 21 and verses 22 to 27 come to pass. And they're amazing verses. Let me just read those verses to you. This is what John in his Revelation said. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it. The glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy that we have in Isaiah. And then verse 4, lift up your eyes and look about you. If you believe in Jesus Christ, the writer to the Hebrews assures you that you have already come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. And you can read about that in Hebrews chapter 12. And the promised wealth we read about in Isaiah here points us to the riches that we have in Christ Jesus, riches that are boundless. Just as then they looked to the glory of the Lord, and their hearts throbbed and swelled with joy. So we are to look to Jesus and to be radiant with full and joyful hearts. That's a good phrase, that, look to him and be radiant. I'd like to give a little personal testimony, if I may, there. Nearly 40 years ago, on our wedding day, Leslie and I, our vicar, encouraged us with these words. That was the practice in the church, to give to newly married couples a verse of scripture that they were to hold in front of them for their married lives. And Leslie and I have endeavored to have this in front of us. Look to him and be radiant. And it's easy to remember because it also appears in Psalm 34 and verse 5, 3, 4, 5. So we didn't easily forget it. Look to him and be radiant. And I was thinking about this. To be radiant for Jesus means, firstly, that we must be irradiated. We need to be exposed to his light, not just once, but continually. Because for all of us, the darkness of sinfulness can dim that light, and that light needs to shine brightly. That light of Christ needs to shine brightly in our lives. How great it was to hear our Queen in her Christmas message affirm Jesus as the light of the world. And not only that, but that Jesus was the light of her world. Praise God for that. And so the wise men came and gave, and it was costly for them. And there is a pattern here for us as we enter this new year. You and I must come and worship at the feet of Jesus, and we must come and give our gifts. Many years ago, I found this, and I don't know who said it, but it's rather an inspiration. This is what someone once said: "And I will keep on giving of myself, my time, my money, my love, my friendship, my possessions, all that I am and have. It's the way I am. It's what I want to do. Not naturally, but supernaturally. Because that's what God has made me. His total sacrifice for me requires a response, a life of giving, following his example." You see, wise men still seek Jesus, and wise women too, as the saying goes. And in seeking him, we'll find him, no matter who it is who is seeking. And maybe this day you are seeking Jesus. Keep seeking, because you will find him. And remember that the Magi are the foreigners in this story. They're not God's people. The possibility is there for all, but for many the desire or the determination sadly is not. These 12 verses of Matthew's Gospel reveal much. In a position of great power, there is a cruel and wicked opponent of Jesus, King Herod, seeking to deceive the wise men into revealing the child's whereabouts under the guise of wanting to go and worship himself. But they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod. And we too should be aware that there are opponents of Jesus that still try to use good people for wrong purposes, but they won't succeed. I wonder if you watched the carol service from King's College in Cambridge. I was reminded as I watched of Rubens' great masterpiece, The Adoration of the Magi, which hangs behind the high altar. I'm told that if you stand very close to the picture, in spite of the painstaking work of the art experts, you can still see the letters IRA that were slashed across the painting in the 1970s. Perhaps a reminder that this continuing story of the Epiphany has still to be worked out in the cruelty of an unsettled world. There were religious people, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, who were well informed by the Old Testament prophets, but we are not told that they came to worship. And there are plenty who are well informed today, but don't worship. And there are those who set out to find Jesus and with gifts in their hands will bow down and will worship him. I call them wise, wouldn't you? Let's pray together. Let's bow our heads and pray. Help us, Lord, by the working of your Holy Spirit, that we are going to look to you, Lord Jesus, and be radiant. in our homes, in our places of work, with our families, with those who cross our path day by day. Help us to radiate your glory. And we come to you, to your feet, Lord, and we bow down and worship you. And in our hands are the gifts of our lives in your service. So we thank you for this Epiphany time, the revelation of the Lord Jesus to us. We bless you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going to stand and affirm our faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the words of the Apostles' Creed. We say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now we're going to have our second hymn, Thou Who Was Rich Beyond All Splendor.
Thou who wast rich beyond all splendor, all for love's sake became as poor. Thrones for a manger did surrender, sapphire paved courts for stable floor. We worship thee.
Now Leslie is going to come and lead us in our prayers of intercession.
First, a special prayer for Epiphany Sunday. O God, who by the leading of a star manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth, mercifully grant that we, who know you by faith, may at last behold your glory face to face, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Let us worship our Saviour with joy. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The Magi came from the east to worship your Son. Heavenly Father, grant to us the joy of worship and adoration of the Saviour of the world, Jesus. And as we begin this new year, teach us, we pray, to come to know a deepening of our worship life together. With all its present restrictions, set us free to worship in spirit and in truth. Give to us the gift of gladness as we reflect on all you have done and continue to do for us, even in this time of difficulty. Make your people glad, and help us to bring this gladness, a deep sense of the joy of your presence with us, to those we meet who have no hope or joy, that we might tell them, arise, shine, for your light has come. Lord, you came to bring light to our dark world. Father, we pray for our world in these COVID days. They feel never-ending. But we do give thanks for the new vaccines licensed in the last few days, that this brings us hope. We pray for a fast and fair distribution to all people. We pray that the poorest countries will be able to access these vaccines. We give thanks for all our NHS workers, for doctors and nurses, support workers, cleaners, cooks, porters, and maintenance staff. Be with them in the days to come. They are tired and weary. We pray that you will bless them on the front line and that you will bless their families. We pray for our government in these difficult days, that they will lead us with safety and for the benefit of all our well-being. We pray especially for Christians who have influence. Give them wisdom. May they be heard and listened to. We ask for your peace in our world, for all places of suffering through war and famine, and for those who work in your name to bring light and hope and relief. And we pray for our part in helping and supporting our parishes in this community. We bring to you those we know who are unwell, grieving, suffering, fighting battles with addiction. May we be faithful in prayer and action. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The infant child, Christ, received gifts. Father, accept our gifts this morning. What can I give him? Give my heart. We give to you the offering of our lives in your service, to use us how you will in these days, to bring the good news of Jesus to our world. We rededicate ourselves and our desire to be partners in the gospel, to love you better, to be more open to your changing love by the work of your Holy Spirit, and to be renewed in the joy of prayer and the study of your word, and emboldened to share our personal story of your amazing saving power with others. Build your church in new ways as we pray that the truth of your word is preached. We give you thanks for Francis, for his dedication to the truth of your word and his steadfast teaching to us. Bless him and all his family. Gift him with all he needs as he teaches and leads us, as he works to make us better disciples and more able tellers of all Jesus has done for us. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Your son shared the life of a home and a family, and we thank you for our homes and family and friends. And we thank you for our church family here at Fordham and 8 Ash Green. May we prefer each other's needs, as it is Christ we are serving. May we know that to be the truth amidst our families, at home and in church. And as schools are closed, we pray for families who face to having homeschool their children. For so many, this is not an easy task. We pray for all children for whom school is a place of safety and respite. We pray that you will be with the teachers who are delivering learning in a new way. Be with them, and we pray for our local schools here at Fordham and 8 Ash Green, for those with responsibility for bringing teaching to our children. We do recommit to you our offer of practical help of food parcels to our communities, to you. And we pray that people will feel able to ask for help at this time. Bless our families, and we pray especially for those who don't know you as Saviour. Give to us a renewed effort in prayer for them. And so, Lord, we give ourselves to you, looking not to the new year, but to Jesus, the one who makes things new. And so, in a moment of quiet, we offer ourselves to you. Lord, hear our prayer. And so we bring our prayers together with the word of the Lord's Prayer, which is printed on page 3 of the service sheet. We say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Leslie. Let's get together on Zoom for coffee after our service. And just one or two things from the notice sheet. It's our first prayer focus for 2021 this coming Thursday on Zoom between 7:30 and 9:15. And Francis will be continuing with this season of Epiphany in his preaching next week. Let's have a final prayer and blessing. Lord God, may we, like the wise men, discern the glory of your presence in your Son, the Word made flesh, and may we radiate his glory. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon each and every one of us and remain with us this day and always. Amen.